from North State Public Radio. I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Wednesday, November 20th. A powerful storm is set to pummel the North State and last through the weekend. High elevations in the Sierra and Southern Cascades could see 10 to 20 inches of snow, and Butte County is expected to get 6 to 10 inches of rain. Sarah Perdue is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. She says that while there could be minor flooding from rising creeks, flash flooding is unlikely.
Flash flooding typically happens more with short bursts of really intense rain, and we're expecting more long-term moderate rain. So currently we're not worried about any flash flooding threats.
The agency has issued a flood watch for the central and northern Sacramento Valley and nearby low-elevation foothills. Purdue says residents should avoid driving through pools of water and to listen to local emergency officials for updates on the storm. And with temperatures dropping, a Chico-based nonprofit is looking for volunteers to help those in need. Safe Space provides emergency shelter during the winter months to unhoused communities. The organization says volunteers help set up beds, register guests, and distribute food, among other services. Safe Space operates at rotating facilities for 1 or 2 weeks at a time. Churches hosting guests this year include Chico First Baptist, Hope Commons, Faith Lutheran Trinity Methodist, and First Christian. Interested volunteers can learn more at safespacechico.org. And it's fall in Chico, and around the city there are plenty of gorgeous red, yellow, and orange trees. But some of the most beautiful trees are actually not native to the area. Chinese pistache, for example, makes up nearly 20% of the total tree population in the city and has a deep red color this time of year. Don Hankins, a professor in Chico State's Geography and Environmental Studies Department, says native trees are vital, even if their fall colors aren't always as vibrant.
Our native species are adapted to our climate. They're adapted to the soils in this place, and they are the most logical choice of what can exist, you know, in an uncertain future.
Native trees like the Valley Oak houses ecosystems for animals, including owls and woodpeckers. According to Hankins, they produce acorns that feed animals and historically served as an important food source for indigenous people. Additionally, they're more fire resilient. To learn more about fall trees in Chico, you can visit mynspr.org. And moving to news in Shasta County, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors released an over 200-page document last week containing communications between county officials. This comes after board members alleged elections officials circumvented their authority. The board voted to release the documents last week after Supervisors Patrick Jones and Kevin Cry raised concerns about a $1.5 million grant. According to reporting from Shasta Scout, supervisors alleged current and former county officials attempted to circumvent and usurp the board's authority during the grant process. The paper reports the documents detail communications between the former registrar of voters, the current assistant registrar, and former county council in 2023. They discussed how to appropriately follow county policy to accept the grant funds. In April this year, supervisors accepted the funds and directed elections officials on how to spend them. The news outlet reports there is no clear indication within any of the documents how the messages were interpreted to be an attempt to circumvent the will of the board. The paper reports Supervisor Kevin Cry did not respond to requests for comment on why he took issues with the emails. And finally, an Alameda County child has a suspected case of bird flu. According to Reuters, the California Department of Public Health says the child was tested after showing respiratory symptoms while at a daycare. Officials say others who were in close contact with the child are being tested, but none have come back positive. The child has mild symptoms and is not believed to be contagious to others. How the child was exposed to the virus is currently unknown. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, November 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.